Sachet Mila Parabab Mishnah Aleph. Hashliach Shalasa Shechuso Baal Habayis Ma. Hashliach that carries out his shlichus, the Baal Habayis, the one who sent him, is the one that's hired to bring a korban mi'ila. If the person who sent him told him to take a davar shel hegdish or moz shel hegdish and to spend it, or to be mishtamish with it to use it, and neither the Baal Habayis or the shliach realized it was hegdish, they were shogeg. In such a case, they're hired to bring a korban mi'ila. If you have anah from a davar shel hegdish b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban mi'ila. In this case, the person who sent the shliach to use the moz or davar shel hegdish is the one that's hired to bring a korban mi'ila, not the shliach himself. Now, even though we have a klawin shliach l'dvar avera, that if you send the shliach to do an avera, the person who sent it is not chayav, the shliach himself is chayav, the shliach should not have listened to the person who sent him, since it's a dvar avera. So therefore, the shliach is the one that's chayav, not the person who sent him. Mi'ila is an exception. By mi'ila, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, there is shliach for a dvar avera. So therefore, since he is considered a shliach of the Baal Habayis, the Baal Habayis, the one who sent him, is the one that's chayav to bring a korban mi'ila. Lo asa shlichusa, hashliach ma. But if the shliach did not carry out the shlichus the way the person who sent him wanted him to, in such a case, the shliach is the one that's hired to bring a korban mi'ila, not the person who sent him. Since he did not carry out the shlichus properly, he's not considered a shliach of the Baal Habayis, and therefore the shliach himself, the one who used the moz or davar shel hegdish, is hired to bring a korban mi'ila. Ketza. What's the case? Amar lo tem basal orcha, v'nasan lehem kave. Kave v'nasan lehem basal. Hashliach ma. If the Baal Habayis told the shliach to give meat to the guests, and the shliach instead told the guest to take liver, and it turned out that the liver was hegdish, or vice versa, the Baal Habayis told the shliach to give the guest liver, and the shliach instead told the guest to take basar, in such a case, if it turns out that the basar is hegdish, the shliach is the one that's hired to bring a korban mi'ila, as he did not carry out the shlichus properly. He changed the das of the Baal Habayis. He told the Orchim to take something that the Baal Habayis did not tell him to give the Orchim. So therefore, if it turns out that the davar he gave the Orchim was hegdish, the shliach has to bring a korban mi'ila. Amar lo ten lehem chaticha chaticha. If the Baal Habayis told the shliach to give one piece of meat to each guest, v'hu amar tzlu shtayim shtayim, and instead the shliach told each guest to take two pieces of meat, behem natlu shalosh shalosh, and the guest took three pieces of meat each, even though they were only told to take two, they decided to take three. And it turned out that all this meat was hegdish. Kulan malu. Everybody has to bring a korban mi'ila. Both the Baal Habayis and the shliach and the orchim have to bring a korban mi'ila, as they were all ma'al. As the Baal Habayis was ma'al, since he told the shliach to give them each a piece of meat, and the meat was hegdish. And the shliach also was mild. He told the orchim to take two pieces of meat each, and for that is not considered a shliach, since the Baal Habayis told him to give them only one piece. So therefore, that which he allowed them to take two pieces each, that's mechayev the shliach a korban mi'ila. And the orchim themselves also have to bring a korban mi'ila. They helped themselves to three pieces each. They took an extra piece, and since that extra piece was hegdish, and they were not given the right to take it, they're the ones that chayev to bring a korban mi'ila for that third piece that they took. Amar lo havi lo menachalo o me gluskamo behavi lo. If a Baal Habayis tells the shliach to bring me a davar shel hegdish from the window or from the closet, and the shliach brought him that davar shel hegdish, neither the Baal Habayis nor the shliach were aware that it was hegdish, and it turned out that it was hegdish, and when the shliach brought him the davar from the chalon or from the gluskamo, it was a me'ila. He benefited from that object, and therefore there's a chiyuv to bring a korban me'ila. Afal pi she'amar Baal Habayis lo haya b'libi ela mizeh behaving mizeh Baal Habayis ma. Even though the Baal Habayis claimed that he didn't have in mind that the shliach should brought him the object that the shliach brought, even though the shliach did exactly what he was told, he brought an object from the window or from the closet, but the Baal Habayis claimed that was not the object that he had in mind, still the Baal Habayis, the one who sent him, is the one that's highest to bring a korban me'ila. And since the Baal Habayis didn't specify, so it's considered as if the shliach carried out the shlichus properly, so therefore the mishaleach, the one who sent him, is the one that's hired to bring a korban mi'ila. Avon amalo havi lo menachalom, behavi lo migluskama, o mingluskama behavi lo menachalom, hashliach ma. But if the Baal Habayis told the shliach to bring him something from the window, and the shliach instead brought him and benefited from something from the closet, or vice versa, the Baal Habayis told him to bring him something from the closet, and the shliach instead brought him something from the window, and it turned out that the davar that the shliach brought was hegdish, The shliach is one who is moil and has to bring a korban me'ilah, as we cannot be machai the person who sent him, and the shliach did not carry out the shlichus properly. Masechet Me'ilah, Paragav, Mishnah Bei, Shalach Biyad Cheresh Shoyta Bekata. Masu Shichutso, Baha Bayis Mo. If somebody takes the Dover Shal Hegdash, and he doesn't realize it's a Dover Shal Hegdash, and he gives it to a deaf mute, or a Shoyta, somebody without Das, or a Kata, somebody under Bar Mitzvah, and he tells them to be Motzi, the Dover Shal Hegdash, to spend the Dover Shal Hegdash, if they carried out the Shlichas in the way that the Mishaleach wanted them to, in such a case, the Baha Bayis, the one who sent them, is the one that's chayav to bring a korban me'ilah, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. By me'ilah, we say that there is a shliach l'dvar avera, and the person who sent the shliach is the one that's chayav. Now, even though acher sheitz v'kater are not b'nei shlichus, they don't have daf, and therefore, normally they're not considered a shliach, but me'ilah is an exception. Just like by me'ilah, we say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, so too, even if you sent it with somebody who's not normally a bar shlichus, still the person who sent them is the one that's chai. Lo asu shlichuso, hachem b'nimo. But if they didn't carry out the shlichus properly, the Baal Bayis sent a davar shel hegdash was a cheres shoyta v'kata, and for example, he told them to buy a specific thing from the store, and they bought something else, not the thing that the Baal Bayis wanted them to buy. In such a case, the chembeni, the storekeeper who received the money of hegdash, would be moel when he spent the money that he received when he sold the object to the cheres shoyta v'kata. As we cannot be machayev the cher shoyta v'kata in a korban me'ilah, even though they didn't carry out the shlichus properly. And since they don't have das, they don't have to bring a korban me'ilah, even though they spent the money shel hegdash. So instead, the chembeni, the storekeeper that receives the money from them, when he spends that money, he would be the one that's chayev to bring a korban me'ilah. Shalach biyad pikeach, v'nizkar ad shelo higia eitzo chembeni. Hachembeni ma'al, kishe yotzer. If somebody gives money shel hegdash to a shlichus, to buy something from the store with that money, he didn't realize it was hegdash. And before the shliach had a chance to buy the davar with the money, both the shliach and the person who sends him realized all of a sudden that it was hegdash. And therefore now you can't be mechayev the shliach or the person who sent them a korban me'ilah, since now they are mazed, not shegeg. You only hide to bring a korban me'ilah if you're shegeg. You don't realize that it was hegdash. And the shliach, even though he now realizes it's hegdash, he spends the money anyway. He buys something from the store with that money. The chembeni, the storekeeper, received the money. When he spends that money, he would be the one that's chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. As the chembeni is shegeg, he doesn't realize his money shall hegdash, so therefore when he spends it, he's the one that has to bring a korban me'ilah. Case ad yasa. What should the Baal Bayis do in such a case? That he gave money to a shliach to buy something with that money, and after the shliach left, he suddenly realized that the money was hegdash. Noto pruto kli b'yomah. The Baal Bayis should take a pruta or a kli that he has in his house, and he should say, pruta shel hegdash b'chol makom shehi mechuleles al zeh. The pruta shel hegdash, wherever it is, wherever the shliach happens to be at this point, that pruta should be exchanged onto the pruta or the kli in my house, and that way the pruta that's in the hands of the shliach is no longer hegdash, since the kedusha is exchanged onto the pruta or the kli in the hands of the Baal Bayis. And when the shliach spends that money, there would be no chiyuv to bring a korban me'ilah, since the money in the hands of the shliach is now chul and is no longer hegdash. So hegdash nifta bekesev uveshava kesev. As hegdash can be redeemed onto kesev, onto money, or onto anything that's worth money, so therefore the kedusha on the money that he gave the shliach could be exchanged onto the pruta or the kli that's in the house of the Baal Bayis.